there was a car in front of me towing a boat, and there was two cars in front of me. So he had a boat with a queen size mattress in the back of the boat. So there's a car there, and then myself behind the car, and the mattress flew out the back of the boat. The car in front of me managed to get around it. The mattress was there, and I hit the mattress, lost control of the car. Front wheel drive car, the front left wheel sped off the left there. So I've gone off the left hand side of the road, hit on the concrete culvert, and the car's flipped from there. So like a seatbelt saving going forward in a car crash. The seatbelt had gone this way out the car. See what's gone on my throat, over my head. The small scar down my throat down there, a bit tricky to see going, but that's where I got opened up. So from there, I was on the side of the road. The car rolled off in the bush. The main artery there, so I'm out on the side of the road bleeding out. But from there, they found me, giving me less than a 5% chance of survival because I'd, like you say, when you open the main artery up there, there's not much chance of surviving. And so they managed to pack me up, and this was about on Bees Creek Road, about 60 odd k south of Darwin in Coolinga kind of area.
So how far from a hospital?
Reasonable distance, maybe an hour if you're kind of lucky.
So were they doing CPR the whole time?
Yeah, I don't know exactly know what they were doing to me to keep me there and around and alive and that kind of stuff, but they managed to, yeah, like I say, less than a 5% chance of survival, saved my life, rushed me off to Darwin Hospital. And once they got me in there, somehow survived. And they'd seen x-ray, they did some x-rays on me, and they noticed T7 to 10 of my back were broken, and C4 and 5 of my neck were shattered to a million pieces.